Ezekiel chapter 38. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog, Russia, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says, Indeed, I am against you, O Gog, Russia, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn you back, and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you forth, and all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with armor and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer. Germany. And all his bands. The house of Tagarma. Turkey, Iran, Iraq. Of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with you. You be prepared, and prepare for yourself, you, and all your company who are assembled to you, and be a guard for them. After many days you shall be visited. In the latter years you will come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people, against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they will live safely all of them. You will ascend and come like a storm, you will be like a cloud to cover the land, you, and all your bands, and many people with you. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. It will also come to pass, that at the same time things will come into your mind, and you will think an evil thought. And you will say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to those who are at rest, who live safely, all of them living without walls, and having neither bars nor gates. To take a spoil, and to take a prey. To turn your hand upon the desolate places that are now lived in, and upon the people who are gathered out of the nations, who have obtained cattle and goods, who live in the midst of the land. Sheba, and Dedan. Saudi Arabia. And the merchants of Tarshish, with all their young lions, will say to you, Have you come to take a spoil? Have you gathered your company to take a prey? To carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, Russia, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. In that day when my people of Israel live safely, will you not know it? And you will come from your place out of the north parts, you, and many people with you, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, and a mighty army. And you will come up against my people of Israel, as a cloud to cover the land, it shall be in the latter days, and I will bring you against my land, that the heathen, ungodly nations may know me, when I am sanctified in you, O Gog, Russia. Before their eyes. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days many years that I would bring you against them? And it will come to pass at the same time when Gog, Russia, comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord God Jehovah, that my fury will come up in my face. Because in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath, anger, judgment, I have spoken, surely in that day there will be a great shaking in the land of Israel. So that the fish of the sea, and the birds of the heaven, and the beasts of the field, and all crawling things that crawl upon the earth, and all the men who are upon the face of the earth, will shake at my presence, and the mountains will be thrown down, and the steep places will fall, and every wall will fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, says the Lord God Jehovah. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with disease and with blood. And I will rain upon him, and upon his bands, and upon the many people who are with him, an overflowing rain, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Molten sulfur. So I will magnify myself, and sanctify myself. And I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah.